Good morning, everybody. Steve's thought for the day on this beautiful Tuesday morning. Just before I hand the microphone to Vanessa, obviously we are praying for so many people, in particular this morning, because the Bible encourages us to. We're praying for our PM, Boris Johnson, and pray that he'll make a full and speedy recovery, along with the thousands of other people who are in the similar condition at this moment in time. It's Tuesday, it's the 7th of April, as I've said, and I just want to mention one thing today. Just if you're out there and it's your birthday today, then a very, very happy birthday to you. In particular, good friend of mine, Diane Marks, it's her birthday today and we wish you well. Let's get on with the thought for the day, and I'm going to hand you over to Ness.
Morning, it's Vanessa Andrews from Life Church. I hope you enjoyed Steve's preach on Palm Sunday and the message that he shared yesterday. Well, this week is Holy Week, and we as a family have already put up our crosses in the front of our windows. And maybe all of us could display our crosses alongside the rainbows this week. Maybe this is an indoor activity for the kids today. Hey, that's just a thought. But this isn't the thought that God gave me for today. The word that he dropped into my head was betrayal. And, you know, even on Palm Sunday, when the people of Jerusalem came out and they laid palm trees down welcoming Jesus into Jerusalem, many of those people went on to call for his execution. But we also know about Judas Iscariot, don't we? And we're going to have a little look at the passage there where Jesus proclaims Judas's betrayal. But I've always wondered, how would Jesus have felt? We know at the Passover meal he knew it was his last meal and that Judas was going to betray him, because it says so in Luke 22:20-22. And I'm just going to read that out to you now. And it says, "In the same way, after the supper, he took the cup, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for you. But the hand of him who is going to betray me is with mine on the table. The Son of Man will go as it has been decreed, but woe to that man who betrays him.'" But, you know, knowing something is your destiny or calling doesn't tell us how Jesus was feeling at that time. I think it would be safe to assume he was saddened, possibly disappointed, or even rejected by someone he dearly loved and held so close to him that could actually do this. And I think the message Jesus wants to share with us and some of us today is that if you've been betrayed by someone personally or through business or another aspect of life, this can scar us on the inside. And not just the physical scars that we see through the horrible crucifixion Christ endured for us. Jesus shares that pain. He knows what it feels like to be betrayed. But he too would have had to deal with these internal emotions. We know the guilt of the inflicted pain of betrayal got the better of Judas, as he ended up taking his own life, and sin got the better of him. However, Jesus taught us to forgive others. He says, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they have done." And that comes further on in Luke chapter 23, verse 34. So I'm reminded this week, let's be and live like Jesus. Let's learn to forgive others and seek repentance if we are the ones who need forgiving. Jesus died to take on the sins of the world, and I hope you will join me this week to pick up your cross and thank him for his ultimate sacrifice and know that his love endures forever. I'm just going to finish now with prayer and hope you will join me. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for the ultimate sacrifice that you died on the cross for us so our sins could be forgiven. Lord, you know what it is like to feel disappointment and rejection and pain, Lord, from being betrayed in your lives. And Lord, I pray that you will help us to forgive others or to seek repentance where we need to be forgiven. Lord, we love you. We pick up our cross today and we follow you, bringing light into the world so that the message of good hope carries on forever. We ask this in your precious name, Jesus. Amen.